Hello, my splendid friends. I'm going to return to my podcast with a meditation here. Won't you join me? We're going to meditate on Imbolc, the return of the spring. I like to meditate by sitting comfortably and upright. Meditation should be an active process, and I find if I lay down, I often fall asleep, which can have its uses, but that's not what we're doing today. So sit comfortably. I prefer to have my feet on the ground and my back supported in a chair. You can choose your own position. I also like to have a candle burning nearby so that I have a flame to stare at if I choose, or maybe stare out of a window if necessary. Go ahead and pause now if you need a moment to set up your space. Now that you're ready, let's go ahead and begin. I'd like you to take a nice deep breath in, and while you breathe in, lift up your shoulders to your ears, and then as you exhale, lower them. If you find that this is taking a moment, do this a few times. Once you have your shoulders rested, as you breathe in, wiggle your hips a little bit and breathe out and get your back aligned. Pull your head up nice and straight. Rotate around a little bit. You want to find a good position where your spine is aligned to help the flow of energy. Now we're going to go ahead and really settle into our body. And we're going to do this by breathing in deeply while we wiggle our fingers and toes a bit. We're going to inhale and exhale. And now you let your body relax into your comfortable, active space. You can close your eyes and breathe in deeply. 2, 3, 4. And exhale, 2, 3, 4. And inhale, 2, 3, 4. And exhale, 2, 3, 4. Continue breathing at a rate that is comfortable for you. If you need a little deeper relaxation, remember to expand your lungs fully. And let the oxygen work through your body. Make sure, close your eyes if you like, and we're going to begin our adventure. See yourself walking through a valley that's partially covered in snow. There's also spots of grass and mud and lovely rolling hills. It's a gentle landscape with bits of green and brown and white. As you stroll along, you decide to walk to the top of one of these hills. As you're climbing the hill, you can hear the mud squish beneath your shoes. Occasionally, when you walk through patch of snow, you hear it crunch and crumble. There's a cold, wet wind blowing, and while you can feel it on your face, the rest of you is warm and comfortable in your wonderful clothing as you hike up the hill. When you reach the top, you decide to have a seat and catch your breath. Let yourself be comfortable again. And you can smell the wet earth and the snow. You can hear the wind blowing through some dry grass beside you. The scene is a bit gray and cold, but you are at peace. You notice as you're watching that the snow is melting faster and the winter is slipping away from the land. You're beginning to be just a little bit chilled, and you realize that there's a mysterious green cloak around you. And you watch as the cloak creeps across the land, the leading edge having shoots of green poking up. And as the cloak fully covers the land, everything changes to wonderful new green. And the snow is disappearing. And you're excited by this wonderful sight. You can feel it in the air as you see the birds flit about. Now there's spring flowers coming out. Yellow daffodils and purple crocus, all among the fields. And your excitement rises a bit more. You had been lost in your happy thoughts as you watched all of this happen. And now you realize that there's someone beside you. You look over to see a woman. She's here with her flock of sheep and their lambs about. And you can hear them grazing on the new grass. You smell the wool of their coats. You hear their feet in the mud and the grass. You smile at the woman, and she sits down beside you. She pulls a tiny lamb into her lap. She greets you. You greet her. And now ask her your questions. I will return in a moment. You realize time has passed and you need to return. The woman smiles. Thank her for your information. Remember what you've been told. You stand, and so does she. And then you walk in opposite directions. As you stroll down your side of the hill, the ground is solid. The grass is soft under your feet. It's not wet and slippery anymore. It is held together well by the grass roots and the flowers. The air is warm on your skin, and now you smell flowers. The breeze now is gentle, and you're a bit warm as you walk down the hill. You sense the energy and the growing all around you. As you're walking, you're releasing excess energy down into the ground, giving it back to the earth, till you find your balance, keeping enough energy for yourself, returning enough energy that you're not over-caffeinated, as it were. And now that you're ready, take a deep breath. And while you're breathing in, wiggle your fingers and toes. And exhale, moving your arms and legs a little bit. And inhale nice and deep, feeling yourself supported by the solidness of your seat and the earth beneath you. And I want you to breathe in really deeply. And exhale, blow the air out. And we're going to shrug our shoulders a little bit. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Be sure to take a moment to write down the things you saw and what you learned. And I hope you have a wonderful February.